We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Players who are looking up to him, who idolize him and the way in which he's come through the league, that only reinforces why this team has grown so close together. And I think that's why, guys, Wiggins has really fit into the fabric of what's already been created, because he's not trying to knock anybody off their pedestal. He sees the hierarchy that's been in place, and he knows that he's in the best spot he's been for personal growth in his own career, because Draymond and Steph have already been here for a long time, and they're telling him this is what you have to be, this is what you have to do to be successful, and he has been.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. The segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. I'll let Dibley do it. We're having some fun with Kevon Looney today. How did you describe how we're doing it, Dibs? Because I got another good one.
Well, because Kevon Looney is so reliable on the floor. He always is where he needs to be. He plays his role. He's like the ultimate wingman. He's the kind of guy you would want as your friend. If your car broke down, you would call Kevon and he would come with jumper cables. That was the analogy I made. That's the kind of guy he is. So Nick's going to ask him at some point, Kevon, do you have jumper cable? Maybe the lead question. Double OT win game two over Utah to even the series. Yeah, Nick Friedell, go ahead. I'm sorry, Steph. One for Kevon. Do you own jumper cables? Nick, it's been a good run of the ESPN. So
that's a good
You
one.
Always have a home with us, Nick. You know that. You know us, Nick. So that's kind of what we were talking about, Steiny, the idea of Kevon Looney has jumper cables.
I don't agree with that, Nick.
this is from the 510, and it's from the same person who gave us the college one. He says, this guy's on fire. When Kevon Looney was born, the doctor said, it's a man.
Pretty good.
I got to tell you, I'm getting a kick out of that guy.
Nice.
Or woman, whoever it is. It's pretty good stuff. And the war.
I just feel bad because the neighbor a couple weeks ago came over and knocked on the door asking if I had jumper cables. And I don't have jumper cables. And so it was an empty feeling to know that it's a simple fix, right? You pop two hoods, you hook them up, you turn on the car, and it's over. And it alleviates so much frustration for the other person, but I'm no Kevon Looney.
That's a problem.
Dibs and Nick, what's worse, if your neighbor comes to borrow jumper cables and you just say, yeah, no, I don't have them? Or if you say, hey, Susan, do we have jumper cables?
Because you don't know, yeah.
Exactly.
Want to get away?
I'm an electric car guy, though, Nick, so maybe that'll be my excuse. You know, I heard Ron Adams on with the morning show this morning, and he was great, as he always is, Dibs. And he said the one thing about Wiggins is he's a pleaser. And I thought that was really interesting. And when I heard that, my first thought was that old phrase, don't take my kindness as weakness. And maybe that's what Wiggins is kind of all about. He wants to fit in, but he's not going to do jumping jacks to fit in. But over the course of time, he kind of endears himself to the people around him.
especially with his consistency. And I mentioned this earlier in last night in our league. He leads the league in games played. And granted, they've played 70, but he's played 70. And you look at the list of guys who have played 69, and there's only about 10 of them. So something about 32, 33 minutes a night, every night in this era of load management, that can't be understated how incredible that is to be able to pencil him in your lineup every single night.
Dibs, it ties exactly into what we're describing with Looney. Why does Steve Kerr love Kevon Looney so much? Why does Kevon Looney have the respect of his team the way that he does? It's because they know that when Looney hits the floor, he knows where to be, and they know they can count on him to be there. That's what's happened with Andrew Wiggins this year. The Warriors know that Wiggins is going to be out there, and when he's out there, he's going to give a professional effort. And the difference this year, guys, is that he's going to give that effort on both ends of the floor. And when you prove that to guys like Steve Kerr and Draymond Green, who have won at the highest level that you can in this league, you really start to get the benefit of the doubt, and it filters in all over the place in a locker room.
You know what he is? And coaches love this. Looney's low maintenance. He's absolutely low maintenance. You don't have to worry about how he's feeling. Did he get enough touches? Am I playing him enough? And we got another one here on the text line. And the reason this one's great is because I don't know if the guy's serious or not. The 415 says, Looney actually runs a book club. No way. There's no way Looney's got a book club. Yeah, I know. But anyway, Kevon Looney, a lot of Looney's who you want to take your daughter to the prom. I would agree with that. Looney, I'll tell you what, Looney's the kind of guy you can introduce to your parents. They like Kevon.
Steiny, I'll throw this one out at you too. The other night, and this is after the Jazz win, the question came in post-game about how Kevon, whether or not he was still an unsung member of the team. And here was Steve Kerr's response to it.
Kevon's nickname is Unsung. He's always been unsung. At some point, we have to sing for him, I guess. He's been doing this for years. He's unappreciated because he doesn't do anything flashy. He doesn't score a lot. He's been a mainstay for us defensively and as a screen setter, and just his awareness, his basketball awareness. He's always in the right spot. This is probably the best stretch of rebounding games he's had in his career. He's really putting up big numbers on that end.
Hey, Dibs, did I hear somebody say they want someone to sing for Kevon Looney?
Well, he was doing a play on okay. Unsung.
Oh.
Well, we can go ahead and play your little Steinioki for him later. But Kevon Looney's a guy you put down under references on your resume.
Yeah, that's a good
one. He's the one call. If you get into that's some trouble, Kevon's the call, and he's going to pick up.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Is he your 50-50, your phone a friend?
He knows it all. He knows it all.
Oh, from the 925, Kevon Looney always lets you go in front of him at the grocery store if you have fewer groceries than he does.
That's awesome. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kevon Looney always volunteers to be the designated driver.
That's just so good. I'm telling you, he's the best.
Phenomenal.
He's the best.
He's absolutely phenomenal. Although, you know what? I do have they're just coming in now. 925, Looney always pays with exact change.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, man. You know what? I could spill the beans on Looney, though. You know, the one thing he doesn't do, or he wasn't doing it a few years ago, was cook for himself. There was a woman, Katrina Carter, who was actually did some work for our station, who was a cook, Dibs.
Oh.
And that's where he got his healthy meals. I don't know if he's still doing that, but Man, the guy is so lazy, he can't even make his own damn meal.
But what he's doing after he's done is he's looking at the bottom of the carton to see if it's a green bin or recycle bin.
He definitely knows where styrofoam goes.
Definitely a composter, that Cavall.
Totally, yes. I was going to say, Spadone. Guy's got a pitchfork in his apartment so he can compost.
Oh,
this guy's
gosh.
A superhero of just good guyness.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You guys get it out there in the Bay Area and beyond. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors are rolling right now. Who thought that an 8 seed could be this much fun? Well, I guess we did since we lived through We Believe. But the bottom line is the Warriors have two games remaining, at least a play-in game, maybe two. And hopefully for Warrior fans, a seven-game series. How much are you enjoying this right now? Now's your chance to get in at 888-957-9570. And just let us know, like, what's the best part of this season so far, because it has been a roller coaster. 888-957-9570. And we'll talk about it on the other side.
Now, back to Stymie, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Nick Friedel
on 95.7, The Game.
What else can I be? All apology. I was hoping the music at least would be in the background. How'd you cut that out? Well, that's what Spadone does. All right.
You gotta Google it.
Welcome back to our Ode to Kevon Looney show. Dude, guys, these things are coming in, and I got to tell you, they're pretty funny. They really are. I'll try to explain it, even though Dibs does a better job of it. We were just talking about how Kevon Looney's an unsung player on the Warriors, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, he'd come get you after your car broke down. He'd take you to the airport. So we've got a lot. Now a lot of Kevon Looney-isms are coming in. How about this one? Kevon Looney never takes a penny. He always leaves a penny in the tip jar. That's
perfect.
Not bad. Looney donates to Cars for Kids. he always gives blood when he's able. And the other one is he will give you his last piece of gum, Kevon Looney. So we are getting we're giving him his props for sure. We're talking about the Warriors, and gosh, we've hit everybody today, mainly because everybody contributed last night. But we're harping a little bit on Wiggins, and Ron Adams was on with a morning show just talking a lot about Wiggins. And I want you guys to listen to what Ron Adams said about we don't wait on that? Okay. I can wait on that. There is a question for Nick, though, real quick on the text line about Wiggins. He wants to know is this just the up when Wiggins is up in terms of his up and down play, or do you think that this is something sustainable where he's turning the corner of his career?
I'm not all the way sold yet, Steiny. And I hate to bring down all the the optimism of the last 4 hours in saying that, but Andrew Wiggins has always been incredibly talented. He's always had games like he did last night. That has always been the case. The reason why I feel a little better, and why if I'm a Warriors fan, I would feel like maybe the corner is starting to be turned, is because of the defense. When you watch him night in and night out this season, the difference is in the way he is approaching things on that end of the floor. That has not been the case. And whether it was Ron Adams, whether it was the coaching staff getting in his ear all the time, that is why Andrew Wiggins has fit in here the way that he has. And that's why he's a much better player in this system now in the middle of May than he was when the season started at the end of December.
Yeah. Hey, Dibs, you mind if I put you on the spot?
Go ahead. It's why I'm here. You get four hours a day to put me on the spot. Then leave me the hell alone.
All right. Well, ouch.
Not Kevon Looney there.
Too soon?
Yeah.
I told you I don't have jumper
cables. We're 3+ hours into the show, right. So it's not too soon. You can only have one player back for the rest of the year. Kelly Oubre or Damian Lee? Who you taking?
I'm taking Kelly Oubre just for the thought that he could come in and be more physically disruptive in an area where we would need it as a Golden State Warrior team. Damian Lee, yeah, he can come in and shoot it, but what Jordan Poole is doing now in that sort of second unit shooter role, I like that, and I'd like to see Jordan Poole continue to thrive offensively. And while Kelly Oubre Jr. doesn't have really I don't want to say it's mental, but it's just a fit. He hasn't been a comfortable fit with Steph and Draymond, but to have his athleticism, the ability for him to come in and defend, I'd rather have Oubre than Damian Lee if I could get one back.
Nick?
I'll go the opposite direction, Steiny. I'd take Damian Lee. And the reason why is because what does this team need right now to keep rolling? They need somebody who knows where to be on the floor, who can be solid defensively, if not spectacular, and who can hit an open three. And while I would say that Kelly Oubre on the whole is a better player, Damian Lee is a better fit for the here and now for this team. I mean, Dibs, how much would you love to see Damian Lee come in and get the minutes that Mike Mulder's getting right now? Mulder has gotten open look after open look the last few weeks. And, yeah, he's hit some shots, but a lot of those shots have been when the game has already been decided. Last night he was getting wide open looks in the first half, and he just wasn't knocking them down. Damian Lee knows this system. He knows where to be. And for what the Warriors need today and in the next few weeks, he'd be a perfect help to what they've already built.
While we're laying this out, what's the likelihood of either, Nick, as far as, you know, your reportage and as close as you are to the team? Because Oubre's wrist with the MRI and the ligament damage doesn't seem to be close to returning. And Damian Lee with the COVID conundrum. Can you update us on how close either are?
And I'd add this name to that as well, as Eric Paschal. Because, Dibs, I think that Paschal, out of the three names or the two names you mentioned and throwing him in there, he's the closest. Steve Kerr said last night that he expects Paschal, the hope is at least, that Paschal will play either Friday or Sunday in that finale against the Grizzlies. Will Paschal play that much? No, but he gives them another body and gives them potentially 10 or 12 minutes. As far as Lee and Oubre go, from what we're listening to from Kerr, I'd probably lean Damian Lee, and that's a question mark in and of itself because nobody's quite sure how his body will respond after being fully vaccinated and still getting COVID. So it's really difficult to see a scenario right now where you've got both of those guys back. And with Oubre, just don't think he's able to do much. That wrist has been bothering him for over a month now. He is supposed to get another checkup here at the end of the week, but we've heard nothing about any on-court work. What we've heard about Paschal is he's going through three-on-three drills. Damian Lee's starting to do a little bit more on the floor. Oubre, to this point, we haven't heard much update at all. And so knowing that, I'd be surprised if we saw him at least in the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, I would take Damian Lee now too, even though I'm still pretty sure the right answer might be Oubre. Hell, you could bring Oubre off the bench and maybe he could win you a game just by doing some stuff himself. But I think if the Warriors are in, we're talking about a series that they can get into. I can't believe I'm saying it, but maybe I do want Damian Lee, instead of Oubre. How about this one? When Kevon Looney was a kid, he slept with his parents so they wouldn't be scared. The 510 is nailing it today with Kevon Looney. We're celebrating Kevon Looney. Of course, Kevon Looney always flosses, the 415 says. And you don't have to check Kevon Looney's driver's license to know he's an organ donor. These are
Steiny. Oh, this all started because the caller earlier in the show called in and was comparing all the Warriors to different beverages, different alcohols.
That's right. That's right.
And Steph was the champagne that has only been made five times that we know of in the world. And Draymond, I believe Draymond was some kind of bourbon that can go up or down depending on the alcohol content. And we get to Kevon Looney.
Yeah, Booker's bourbon, whatever that is.
Booker's bourbon. And we get to Kevon, and it really, I thought, was a really good comparison because he's beer. Nobody is complaining when they got a cold beer in their hands. It's a good day. You know what you're getting. You're hanging out with your buddies. Hey, I'll have a beer, sure. That is Looney. You know that screen is going to be there, and it's going to be set in just a way to get Steph just enough space to be able to knock down that shot. He is the warm blanket on a team that needs to have its temperature cooled or picked up at various times, and it's why he is so beloved by Steve Kerr and the rest of his teammates.
Man, I was just playing off the caller, Nick, and that was so well put about just how reliable he is and how dependable and how if your car broke down, he'd be a guy you would call and he would show up with jumper cables. And that's, to me, the essence of a good friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. If you're worried about where Kevon is on the weak side, that's your problem because you know he's going to rotate to the right spot. He'll set the right pick. He's going to, you know, he may not go up above everyone to get his seven rebounds that he got last night, but he's going to get seven rebounds because he knows where to go and how to get there and how to do it. So just the celebration of the role player. And yeah, Wiggins had his best night ever as a Warrior, and Bazemore was Blazemore, and you know, so many other aspects to it. But I think the understated nature of Kevon's performances have just been a perfect symbol for how this eight-man gang is getting it done.
Kevon Looney returns your wallet with the cash still in it.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Kevon Looney calls his own travel in a pickup game. Oh,
man. That might be my favorite so
these
far.
Are absolutely phenomenal. Great job at 888-957-9570. Oh, man. Yes, wow. Kyle.
You know when you were in class and maybe you forgot a pencil, so you'd look around and say, hey, anybody got a pencil? Kevon Looney always had a pencil.
It's huge.
He's there for you.
How he also reminds one? The teacher who forgets that they had homework last night.
I was going to say, you know what, this is just out of nowhere. Like, he's paralyzed when he's asked if somebody can cheat off him. I mean, what does he do then? Then he's in big trouble because he can't. There are no right answers there.
But Kevon Looney doesn't probably snitch.
That's true. Oh, gosh. Somebody here wants, how about a Looney Lager? That would be a good beer. We're just jumping around from player to player. And that, you know what? That's the other thing that happens when a team's rolling. You look in the box score at the end of the game, and you're like, huh, seven, eight guys helped them. Seven guys contributed, and one guy who contributed, and I got to tell you, Kent Bazemore is a crazy player, man. He is a – let's face it. When he goes to the basket, you're not in love with the idea when the drive starts. How about that? Will you meet me halfway there, Dibs?
Yeah. You know, it's always some trepidation when you see it happen, but – you never know. It's a kick out in the three, or he can get to the cup and get to the line. Last night, watching him just electrify the offense early on, it's like, okay, you know, if Blazemore gets you 12 and Toscano-Anderson can get you 5-6 and Looney can get you 5-6 and Draymond gets you 10 and, you know, all of a sudden, Steph doesn't need to go for 50 in a victory. If Poole gets you 20 off the bench, I mean, they're doing this from all kinds of different angles.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Bazemore Steiny is the ultimate no, 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 yes, yes, yes guy on this team. What the hell is he? Oh, my God, Baze, way to go. If he took one more of those fouls from 35 feet away,
oh my gosh,
between Steph, Draymond, and Kerr, somebody might have gone out there and just crushed him. But to Bazemore's credit, and also remember this, guys, he's on a vet minimum. So for the Warriors to have added him and for him at the very tail end of the season to have these kind of performances, he just fits in his role on this team, and that's what's occurred here over the last few weeks. There are so few guys and so many injuries that everybody knows their role and knows what they need to do, and they're all fulfilling exactly what that is on a regular basis now.
Bazemore got a 4-year, $72 million deal with Atlanta.
Wow.
And I'll just let that go. What do you, I need help. Dibs, are you looking at Zoom? What are our producer and board op doing?
Chelsea's equalized, pending VAR. Yeah.
The American.
What's the American VAR?
Christian Pulisic. He's equalized, but we'll have to review it.
Well, hold on. Hold on. What's VAR?
Offside. God bless it. Video assisted review. Looks like he's offside, but
Pulisic?
Yeah. Yeah. Choke artist. Nick, how much inspiration is being drawn by Juan Toscano-Anderson from Kent Bazemore, considering Bazemore's journey, undrafted, fights from Santa Cruz up to Golden State, and then, as Steiny mentioned, he had a bag alert. It was a major bag alert, getting 4 years and 72. Major bag alert. Hey! Does JTA look at Bazemore and say, I want to be like Kent?
Yeah, I think there's a part of that, but Dibs, you know what it is? This all ties back into Draymond. Draymond, for the guys on this roster that aren't named Steph Curry, everybody views him and goes, this guy made it. He did everything that I want to do in my own career, and he did it as a second-round pick who really wasn't supposed to be here and certainly wasn't supposed to carve out the niche that he's carved for himself. This all ties back, guys, into the fact that not only is Draymond at the top of the chain here as far as leadership goes in setting the tone for everybody else, all these guys look at Draymond in awe. There is this superstar quality of Steph, and everybody's looking around going, I can't believe he's hitting these shots. I can't believe I get to play on this team with this guy. But there's a tangible nature of what Draymond brings every night. And so not only is it Juan looking up at Bazemore and what he's accomplished, it's that all these guys who aren't Steph and maybe Wiggins because he was the number one pick, they're all coming from somewhere and seemingly all coming out of nowhere because they had all really fallen off the NBA radar. I mean, people weren't sure if Jordan Poole could play. Juan Toscano-Anderson was playing in the Mexican League. The Warriors fans know the backstory, but this is a team in the shape of Draymond Green, and it's why Draymond has been able to elevate himself and the rest of the group in the way in which he's led.
There is one thing about the Warriors that I think is a legitimate area of concern. But I'm not going to tell you what that is. Well, I think the biggest. But I'm not going to tell you what that is just yet because these are great. Oh, man. Kevon Looney gives Dr. Phil advice. All right? if you snitch on Looney, he won't give you stitches. That's another one. If Kevon Looney was a waiter, your beverages are always full. Kevon Looney still raises his hand when he gets called for a foul. Kevon Looney knows Victoria's Secret.
But Kevon's the type of guy who would see somebody's parking meter about to expire and stick in his own credit card.
Dibs, you like this one. When the EPL refs go to VAR, they just call Looney.
Yeah.
Oh God, they're great ones. Great job from the text line today on the Looney stuff. Here's what the one thing I want to ask you guys, if you think it's kind of real or it's just a blip. Last two games, Steph Curry, 3 for 13 from three, and then last night, 1 for 11. Are we starting to see, Dibs, some visible, tangible signs of fatigue from Steph Curry?
Maybe a little bit, but I would put more of a credit to the defense played. And, you know, Utah, we talked about Royce Young. You actually had the Royce Young nuggy nug before the game even took place. About
Royce O'Neal. Royce O'Neal.
That's
Royce Young, the writer from Oklahoma City, I believe, that covered the Thunder during the Durant years.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I was stuck on Royce, the old R&B group. But defensively is where I would go. More credit to the defense than I would detract from Steph getting tired.
Yeah, you know, Nick, I'm gonna piggyback on that because the last two games –
me up to take a shot at him. I didn't take a shot at Steph, and now you're piggybacking. I see where this is going.
No. I think I think two things can be equally true.
Thank you.
I think Steph could be wearing down a little, but there's no doubt. If you've watched all the Warrior games, the last two games, there have been a couple here and there where the defense was locked in on him, but I felt like the last two games, there was almost, you know, extra special attention. It felt like all five of the defenders were on the same page, Nick, with how to defend him. I think Dibs is right there.
The eyeballs are always there. That's the difference. Steiny, I think the point is very fair about the way the Jazz and Suns have gone about things, because the Jazz and Suns have the talent to be able to defend Steph the way all these other teams say they want to defend Steph. They are doing everything they can to push the ball out of his hands. But I would disagree with both y'all on this. Watching Steph night to night, I do think he's tired. I do think that after all of the bodies that have come his way and all the minutes he's played and all the pressure that's been on him to drop 35 or 40 every night, I do think he's a little run down right now. Now, because he's Steph, of course he can bounce it back, and maybe he gets hot again on Friday, and he can carry them into the 8th seed if they knock off Memphis. But it's something to look out for, because when you have played at the level that he's been playing, and you've set the standard for yourself and your team night after night, it can be very noticeable when you're not knocking down those shots if the legs aren't there the same way. And I think in these last couple games, not only has the defense been better, it has, but all those minutes and all that pressure has caught up just a little bit more than we're used to seeing.
And the schedule's been every other day for almost or 3 weeks. And so now two straight off days. And the rat on the table is where's he golfing today? And does he use a cart? Because you want to keep the legs fresh. So all of our golf-connected listeners out there, keep an eye out for an athletic, sinewy, 6'3" right-hander. Hello, friends. This is Steph Curry's golf watch. He's got 2 days off, and he needs to rest, but darn it, you've got free time, you've got green fee capabilities, and you've got a beautiful swing. Hello, friends. Steph Curry, 204 yards. It's a 5-iron.
You know what, Dibs? I'd be willing to bet he takes a cart. I'd be willing to bet he takes a cart, especially after back-to-backs.
And who's Kyle. That? Who's that caddying for him? Oh, that's Kevon Looney.
Well done, Kyle.
Nice job. Nice job, Kyle. Kyle's
very
brilliant.
Good. Kevon's out there raking everyone's trap, not just with Steph.
Exactly.
Hey, not a you know ball what I, mark on a green
seriously.
Anywhere.
No, he replaces his divots, absolutely, and his oh gosh, oh man, somebody should send this to Kevon so he knows we love him. You know what I wonder, Nick? There's a chance Friday's game against the Pelicans won't mean anything, right?
If Memphis takes care of business against the Kings, then It's not, because the Warriors would have to beat Memphis anyway to vault themselves into that eighth spot. And that's what makes the next couple days that much more interesting, because if that's the case, guys,
yeah,
would you run it as if it were a preseason game? And you may not completely sit Draymond and Steph, but you sure as hell are not playing them close to 35, 36 minutes, anything like that.
And
you can play all the different guys up and down your roster. I mean, I promise you, that Friday game means not much. We're going to see plenty of smiley time, and it's not going to be just at the end of the fourth quarter.
I'm with you. If that game doesn't mean anything Friday, Steph gets 20 to 25 minutes. That's it. And
Memphis would have to lose both to the Kings. Because if they split and you beat the Pelicans, well, then you're only up by one game going into that matchup. So,
But my thing is whether the Warriors are a game behind, even, or a game ahead, they got to win anyway the last week to win the tiebreaker against Memphis. So if by Friday they're going to be in one of those three spots, they're just going to, even if they're a game behind, it doesn't matter if they're a game behind or a game ahead, right? If they're a game ahead and they lose the tiebreaker. If they're a game behind, they tie and win the tiebreaker. So I wonder how they would handle that, to tell you. Because I'll tell you what, that's an important game. There's a big it's a big difference, bro, between 8 and 9. Huge. That game is worth winning to a big degree, don't you think?
It's a big difference, bro.
Thank you, Nike. Appreciate that. Don't you think it's a big difference between 8 and 9, Dibs?
It's monster.
Yeah.
Not only because, especially in this particular case, where if you're 8, okay, you travel to L.A. You don't have to go that far. You lose in L.A., worst case scenario, now you just travel back home. If you're 9, then you host San Antonio, but you may have to then turn right around and go down to L.A. and win a must game. So if you're 8, you just have to win 1 of 2. If you're 9, you got to win 2 of 2.
Yeah.
They've come too far, guys, to not get that 8 seed. And I think that's been the message all along from Steve Kerr to his team. We don't want to mess with anything outside of that 7-8 window. If we have the opportunity to go win these games and we need to win them, then that's what we're going to go do. And that's why, Steiner, you have been right on saying it throughout. That's why these last two games were so important. That's why they needed them so badly, because then you can kind of wait to see what Memphis does and align your strategy based off whatever may happen these next couple nights. But it all looks like everything's coming down to Sunday as far as that 8 seed goes. And you sure as hell would rather be at home, be in your own bed, and get that rest if you can a little bit on Friday, leading into how much is going to be on the line in that game.
Yep. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Kevon Looney always stays after late, always stays after a party late to help clean up.
That's a good friend right there, no doubt.
Kevon Looney, this is a good one. Kevon Looney takes the spider outside as opposed to killing it. The original Spider-Man was only
You had to use that
to take a shot at me?
It's perfect. Oh, even God. Waning in the final hour, Spadoni found the energy to fire that one off.
How about
it's a gutsy performance in the fourth quarter.
Play it all the way through.
That's right. He's not mailing it in. I love it, Spadone.
Kevon Looney taught his swim teacher the breaststroke.
Okay.
I like that one. Oh, man.
Toughest stroke there is.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Kevon Looney always bids a dollar under the highest guess on Price is Right. Okay. All right. That's pretty good, though. Kevon Looney, our unsung hero. Let me tell you who was sung last night. Andrew Wiggins. I do want you to – this is a quote that Ron Adams was on with the morning show. Guys, assistant coach Ron Adams. I know we're bouncing back and forth between Looney and Wiggins, but I couldn't help but take a note of this quote from Ron Adams about Andrew Wiggins. Real insightful. Take a listen.
Let's be a little bit more
real with this guy, all right? At one point in this league, the mark of a really good player is he played in every game. We played 70 games this year. Wiggins has played in every game. He's shooting 48% from the floor, 38% from three, averaging almost 19 points a game, slightly off his, I think, his career average. At Minnesota, he scored, I think, 20 a game. He's a tremendous defensive player, a fantastic teammate, and I could keep going down the list. So it's interesting. People do get labels. He's still a young player. He's still developing his game. But I just think he's had a fantastic year. And, you know, personally, he's just a fantastic, he's just a wonderful person to be around.
What else should I be? All apologies. There it is, Andrew Wiggins. You know, it's funny. Is there's something liberating about apologizing, Dibs. It's like, yeah, now I'm back on level ground with Wig. K-Wig, baby, two-way Wig.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Apology
too,
not accepted.
And that's the beauty of the apology, is because now the onus is on the person to whom is being apologized. It's like, well, now, and I famously, Nick, I flashed my brother with flash photography at Thanksgiving, and he said, ow, 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 ow. And we all laughed, because who does that when a flash goes off? And he says, you know I have eye problems. You know. And I said, oh, geez, bro, I'm sorry. And he said, apology not accepted. And we, of course, burst into laughter, because who says that? Who doesn't accept an apology? But to this point, if, you know, Wiggins doesn't accept the apology, that we did label him as not soft, but maybe disinterested, smoothed out on the weak side.
The way in which he goes to the next level, though, the way in which we find out if Wiggins really has turned the corner is going to come in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because once they get in these games, and last night's game against Phoenix is a precursor, but once you get into a play-in situation where it could potentially be a winner-take-all if they don't take care of business in that first game, assuming they're the eighth seed, then you find out which one of these players that Draymond always talks about, the 16-game players. And that's where Wiggins just hasn't had a lot of opportunity to this point in his career. He's only had one series where the Timberwolves even got in the postseason, and they were out real quickly against the Rockets. So this is where people say, okay, well, what would it take for you to really believe that he's turned that corner? It's games like last night, sure, but it's really games in the playoffs. And nobody's expecting him to go drop 38. But if you can play high-level defense in the postseason while still helping your team offensively to wins, that's when you get the most respect you can in this game.
Yeah, and that's where I got to tell you, I got a big soft spot for the play-in situation, because the NBA, I mean, I get it, Game 7 is a do or die, but one and done, man, these guys haven't done one and done since college. And you think about it, Nick, if, you know, let's just say they play the Lakers in the first game, and let's say they get beat handily. So now they come home against Memphis. It's all or nothing. Well, you know what? If Steph goes 7 for 21, one of the reasons will be because they swarmed him. And his reputation can withstand a 7 for 21 in a play-in game. But you know what? If Andrew Wiggins vanishes in that play-in game, that he's going to feel that, unfortunately.
We're not talking about the Phoenix game at the end of the regular season. This game is all well and good. In the last couple months are all great. He's really played well. You can't take that away from him. But if you want to change a narrative, you don't change a narrative in the regular season. You change a narrative by helping your team win in the playoffs. And if Wiggins can do that while building the blocks that he's put together in this regular season, then that shift can start to take place a little more.
There's an old golf adage that the Masters doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday. And hello, friends. This Golden State Warriors season, we're approaching the weekend, and it'll be Sunday soon. And for Andrew Wiggins, If Steph is being swarmed and headed for a 7 for 21, he'll need to make birdies on the back nine. Not at Augusta, but at Chase Center.
Nice. And by the way, the 707 Dibs reminds us that Kevon Looney has already called the Memphis Grizzlies players to wish him good luck going forward. And, of course, the other thing apparently is Looney's driving for Uber. He does that for free just to pay it forward.
It's huge. Whistle stop wheels would have been good, too, driving around those who were less able. It's popcorn time, though, guys. You got two chances to watch Memphis take on the Kings and, you know, become part of, what is it, Sacktown royalty?
Where is Ja?
Everyone getting their purple on. Let's go, Kings.
Just give me the Sunday game that means a lot with the Memphis Grizzlies, and I think we're all going to be good. All right,
Can you feel the excitement, Dibs?
I can. It's palpable.
Yeah, Grizzlies are going to be fine. You can tell the Grizzlies are playing hard right now. They're sniffing it, too. They want that game to matter on Sunday. All right, man. We'll all be back tomorrow. Nick will be in again for Guru, who's taking care of some family business. A lot of fun today. Thanks to the callers and the texters. You guys are freaking brilliant. Coming up next with Damon and Ratto, 49ers schedule comes out at 5 o'clock, but we already know apparently they're guaranteed a 1-0 start. Brian Scalabrine joins the boys at 3:15. Anthony Slater at 4:30. We're going to see everybody tomorrow. And the Warriors, they got action, everybody. Have a good one. What else can I be? All apologies.